G'day, it's Moffy. This is Triple M and Listener, and we are catching up with our candidates for the upcoming state election for New South Wales. March 25 is when the candidates go head-to-head. You vote and decide who will run our state and who will be our local member. Let's chat now to the Labor candidate for Coffs Harbour, Tony Judge. He joins us now. G'day, Tony.
G'day, Moffy. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, thanks for joining us. Firstly, I want to talk to you about why you are running for Coffs Harbour. Tell us about that.
Well, Moffy, I've been here for about 8 years. I moved up here. I live in Woolgoolga. And this is a fantastic place. We've got the best of so many things. We've got a great climate, great local environment, great lifestyle up here. And what really struck me after a couple of years is we live in a great community. People are generous and welcoming here. We've got lots of people volunteer. But over the time I've lived here, I've just noticed how far left behind we are on some things. We've got nurses working 18-hour shifts at the hospital. We've got teachers leaving in droves. One of them told me that in one particular high school here, they had 1,500 unsupervised classes last year. And that's definitely not the start our kids need. And we've got a chronic housing situation up here. Our social housing waiting lists are the worst in New South Wales, and New South Wales isn't doing well. So there's a lot that we could do that would be better, and it's all things that government should be doing.
Tony, we talk about housing, we talk about hospitals, we talk about education. If Labor gets in as government, what would happen with that?
Well, starting with hospitals, with nurses. Nurses are just overworked. They work 18-hour shifts down there. They've got some wards actually staffed at half capacity. And the reason they're leaving is that unlike other states, unlike Queensland and Victoria particularly, there's no ratio of nurses to patients. So they're just run off their feet all day. Patients are suffering because the care levels aren't what they could be. All they want is enough staff to be able to do their job properly. So we've promised nurses that they'll have mandatory safe staffing levels on every shift. And that means getting enough nurses in to do the job properly. It also means creating an environment where nurses don't feel like they need to leave the profession because they're not getting enough staff and enough support. With teachers, their pay's not competitive and their workload's unsustainable. So what we're particularly looking at is reducing the admin workload for teachers by at least 5 hours a week and reopening pay negotiations with them, not with an artificial salary cap, but actually on the value of the work that they do. With housing, New South Wales has actually gone backwards in absolute number of social housing places in the last 10 years. So the population's grown by a million and we've got less houses. You can see why homelessness has got to the alarming level that it is now. So there's Labor will create more social housing, but also we'll start looking after renters better.
Tony, one of the big topics for our region has been the Jetty Foreshores development down there. Where do you stand on this project?
Well, you've hit the nail on the head that it's a huge thing for our region because I've had thousands, literally thousands of conversations at markets, door knocking, face-to-face meetings with people, community events. And the one thing that sticks out is so many people say to me, can you stop that private residential development at the Jetty Foreshores? That's our land. That's the land that we use for recreation. That's the land we use for family celebrations. It's where we go for the markets on Sunday. We don't want it locked up in private residential. So I've taken that comment forward, over the last couple of months with State Labor, and it's a tough time to do it in the middle of an election period, but I finally got to the point where a State Labor government will agree not to go ahead with private residential development down there and work with council and the community to keep that land in public hands down at the jetty. Well, I think that's a huge win for this community because that, of all issues, is the one that people talk to me about the most.
So if Labor get in, there'll be no residential?
Yes, no residential at the Jetty Foreshores, with one caveat, and that is that the decision was delayed by about a week because we were doing a title search. And the title search came up on one of those blocks, I believe, with a notation that says unregistered plans or dealings. We don't know what that means, and we can't find out. I'm asking that Gurmish Singh or somebody in the current government tells us what that's about. Is there some deal done already down there, or is it just a notation that there's plans? We don't know. So that's the one caveat on it. We need to know what that means, and I'd hope we can be told quickly.
Well, we're not far off an election, so hopefully before March 25 we can get that answer. Tony, one of the things I noticed a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, it was taken down not long after, was a post by one of your fellow councillors, Roger Price, that it started off by saying, do you think that those members of our community who stand for council should give some guarantee that if elected, they will not stand for either state or federal election during their term of their appointment to council? Essentially saying that the likes of yourself and Sally Townley shouldn't be running in the state election because you're a councillor. What do you say about those comments from your fellow councillor?
Well, it took me a couple of days to see those comments because he's blocked me on Facebook, even though he was commenting about me. But other people in the community sent it to me. Look, my position is, who's better positioned to be a local member than somebody who's served on council? You're really close to the community, you see all the issues, and you see that interface between council and the state government, which is so critical for our area, because our local government area and the electorate of Coffs Harbour are exactly the same thing. So I think you bring a lot of skills with you that can be used in the position. But I also note I'm struggling because there's so many people in New South Wales running. Peter Pinson, the mayor of Port Macquarie, is running as a candidate for the National Party. And we've got councillors running up in Grafton for Clarence. We've got councillors in most electorates. This is a very common thing to happen. And I've got to say that I've put in an enormous amount of work the last couple of months in making sure that I do both those jobs properly, that I run a good campaign and that I'm right on top of council work. And I don't think anyone could accuse me of being half-hearted in council, particularly not anyone who ever listens to a meeting. I just find those comments disappointing.
Tony, not long to go until the election, March 25. All the best for it, and thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Moffy.
Tony Judge, the Labor candidate for Coffs Harbour, and you can catch up with our interviews with the rest of the candidates. All you have to do is search Coffs State Election on LiSTNR.